Welcome to the News Quark US Open podcast on the 9th of September 2026. Starting with geopolitics, US forces destroyed five Iranian crude oil tankers tied to the IRGC after the IRGC targeted a US Navy warship. Iran retaliated with further missile strikes, including at least 20 missiles targeting bases in Jordan, while the IRGC claimed attacks on US warships and commercial vessels and threatened further retaliation against US interests. Attention has been on some UK MTO updates, which have appeared to outline some of the activity seen on Wednesday. On trade, President Trump approved a series of proclamations on Canadian trade measures, with a ban on dairy, most alcohol and motorcycle imports from Canada under Section 338. Canada said it is assessing the latest tariffs and is in contact with USTR Greer. As for price action, Asia-Pac stocks were mixed. The Nikkei 225 swung between gains and losses. The KOSPI climbed above 7,000, while the Hang Seng and Shanghai Composite were mixed. European bourses are entirely in the red, with the stocks 600 down 0.9%, given renewed US-Iran tensions overnight. US equity futures are lower across the board, with the NQ down by around 0.3%. In the FX space, the dollar index is incrementally lower. The yen modestly outperforms after US Treasury Secretary Bessent said he has good insight when they intervene on the yen and dared people to bet against him. In the fixed income space, gilts gapped lower at the open. German debt came under further pressure as Brent surpassed USD 100 BBL, while Treasuries slipped into the red. Focus is firmly on the Treasury buyback announcement. In the commodities space, Brent extended above $100 per barrel for the first time since late July, while Dutch TTF firms by almost 4%. Metals are mixed, with precious metals supported by a weaker dollar. In Europe, French PM Le Cornu is considering plans to reduce the exceptional contribution imposed on very large companies. Highlights include US ADP employment change weekly, the US Treasury long-end bond buybacks announcement, NBP announcement, and EIA STO. Comments from ECB's Lagarde and supply from the US. Thank you for listening. For up-to-date market news and access to the exclusive analyst chat, please check out the service.